Welcome to What's Your Dream, the podcast where we explore the dreams and aspirations that shape extraordinary lives. I am your host, Trisha Keatley, and today we have a special guest, David Buck. With over 35 years in business development, David has mastered the art of productivity and efficiency, balancing a successful career with a meaningful personal life. He founded K-Rose Management Solutions and the Infinity Lifestyle Design Program to help business professionals gain more personal time and live with intention, ease, and joy. In April 2024, David released his book, The Time Optimized Life, which shifts the focus from reactive time management to proactive time optimization. Join us as we discuss David's journey, his insights on time optimization, and how he helps others design fulfilling lives. Let's discover what's your dream with David Buck. Good morning, David. How are you doing?
I am doing well. What an honor to be here, Trisha. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on What's Your Dream podcast. We will go ahead and dive right in if you're good with that.
I am. I really like the premise for what you do and have really enjoyed listening to a lot of the other episodes.
Great. All right. What is your biggest dream or aspiration?
My biggest dream or aspiration is twofold. First, on the quote, my professional side of life, I want to help people save 1 million hours of their time. Basically, what that means is, if I can, whatever the math comes out to, I can help 3,000 people save an hour a day, or 1,500 save 2 hours a day, whatever that combination. That's my vision, is I want to help people save 1 million hours to be more productive. And then on this the personal side of life, I'm working towards next year. Top of my bucket vision list is I want to hike the Grand Canyon rim to rim.
My goodness. We went to the Grand Canyon last year, and oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. How long does something like that take if you were hiking sun up to sundown?
So it'll be about 14 hours, and that's my plan, is to do it in one day. It's about like a marathon. So if you think like 26 miles, depending on what route, and it is probably about 5,000 to 6,000 feet down, and then you got to go back up. The backup part's going to be the hard part.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I'm extremely scared of, I always say I'm scared of falling, not necessarily scared of heights, but standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon last year was like, I ended up sitting down and like just almost nearly hyperventilating just because I'm so scared of a rock slipping and of course me slipping off. And I can't even watch, like I went with my boyfriend at the time and I couldn't even watch him get to the edge. It was like, okay, you got to scoot back a little bit. It's so terrifying for me. So I think that's one of the things that I definitely need to work on.
And it's a beautiful place too. I mean, I love being there.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I've never seen anything like it. Nothing. All right. What makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
I am blessed with a wonderful wife who is so supportive, but she's also one of my best positive critics, in that she will help me. I feel always challenged to want to do better by her, but she always challenges me to be the best that I can be.
Awesome. Love that. It's always really great to have a supporter like that. What are the most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life, and how have they shaped you as a person?
I love this question, by the way. I really think that it's something that we should all reflect upon, because I'm a big proponent of your past is a pathway for you to have a better future and better opportunities. And so I'll first start, first and foremost with me, is I have to be more patient. And it's something that I've learned when I look in the rearview mirror, when I was patient and I really waited for something important to develop. It was very, very beneficial. And I find, I wonder sometimes when I wasn't patient enough and either tried to finish something too quickly or stopped, what would have been the result from that. The second thing for me, kind of tied to that patience, is for me to be more proactive in how I use my time and not reactive. I feel that many times I will wait for events to unfold instead of establishing a proactive nature by which I can then anticipate and do a better job of then managing my time. And then the third element for me that I look back on is the wonderful knowledge that my parents provided me growing up that I learned to appreciate a long time ago. But even now, as they both have passed away, they set such a wonderful example of how I can, by working hard, good things will come from that.
Yes, very, yeah, that's awesome. What inspires you and motivates you to keep going, even when faced with challenges?
I mentioned, obviously, my wife, my family, my kids, and things like that, but also just the desire in my faith tradition and my religious upbringing. For me, it's a matter of that hope. I always try to at least have the hope of being going forward, that even though times may be difficult now, I might feel like I'm in a low point, that I will come out of that, and that hope drives me forward.
Very nice. Yeah, I was actually reading the other day about like having hope versus having faith. And I've kind of tried to take some words out of my personal vocabulary. And so I try to even replace hope with faith, because then if you have faith, it's like, it's going to happen no matter what, right?
Well stated. I like that.
Yeah. And I think it's just like, you know, the word try, the words I can't, you know, those kind of things. It's like just being more cognizant of what you're saying. And I think as far as you, because it seems like you're a time expert, it's like, how do we get more time? How do we create more time? And I think that people think that whenever they take a little bit of a break and maybe meditate or pray or whatever your belief is in around that, it's like the more you relax, the more you are actually beneficial to the rest of your workday, if you have taken that time to slow down and you're not just thinking, and then you can just kind of be thinking about one task. Would you agree with that?
I totally do. I am a big proponent of formal breaks. And I love the fact that you introduced like meditation or prayer. If that's not your thing, then you need to step away from what you're doing, whether that's going for a walk, but getting away from that just for the chance to let your brain calm down a little bit. And people find when they do that consistently, they come back to either starting a new project or taking up where they left off with a more fresh and energetic approach that lets them actually get it done probably quicker than if they didn't take that break.
Yeah. And so I know that you actually wrote a book. And do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And you want to tell us a little bit about how you typically work with your clients?
Sure. Thanks for that. So the Time Optimized Life was kind of written a lot through my own personal experiences, but also an assessment tool that I use with my clients called the Time Management Analysis. And I want to have people flip the script from managing their time to optimizing their time. And what I mean by that is, too many times when people manage their time, they're reactive. Something comes their way, they have a tendency to do the last in, first out. So they work on that and they get that done. And then they find the other things that were probably more important, they failed to do. And so then they have to try to figure out, well, how do I reschedule that into my life? And so I don't want people to, quote, manage their time reactively. I want them to do it proactively by optimizing. And that's going out, setting what you think your plan is going to be, knowing it's going to change. But the more that you set up what you think you want to do, the better you're able to negotiate when people want to come demand your time in order to help solve their problem. That gives you the opportunity to say either, I'm there to help, or let's put it more in a time frame that's going to help me based upon my time schedule.
Yeah. I think one thing I try to do, which is another word I don't like, right? Another thing that I do is morning, I will actually write, like, block off my schedule of all the things I have to do. And I think another thing kind of that you just brought up in my mind is something I should be doing is I have a list that I write every day. So I have a paper planner, and every single day I have a list. And then obviously I take off whatever I did yesterday, mark it off the day before, and then rewrite it the next day. But what I should be doing is I should be actually writing that in a prioritized list So that way I actually am getting the stuff at the top of the list done. And these are the things that you think would be simple, like, duh, Trisha, you should have been doing that this whole time. But it's almost like these conversations are kind of what brings up the, oh, okay, that's another thing I could be doing to be a little bit more optimized, right?
I love the fact that you do the list, you rewrite the list, and you have the prioritization. If you're a little concerned to say, well, how do I prioritize? One way you can flip that around a little bit is to say, what doesn't need to get done today? And so you can put those at the bottom of the list that says, okay, if I only do 3 out of 10 things, but I have to do those 3 things, then you other say those other 7 don't have to be done today. You can figure those out in a future time frame. And I always try to tell people, give yourself grace. When and if you don't make your full list or you don't accomplish everything that you wanted to do that day, take a deep breath and say to yourself, in most cases, it's not an emergency. And so what do I have to do to just reprioritize?
Yeah. Yep. I like that. What inspires you and motivates you to keep going even when faced with challenges?
Yeah. And for me, it's this idea. I think we talked about the hope and the faith, the idea that I'm going to be able to say that even the circumstance that I'm in today, whatever that challenge is today, tomorrow presents a new opportunity for me to, it doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight, one day, one week, but the idea that you wake up every day with this hope and this faith that says, I can change my circumstance no matter how long it's going to take. And that to me keeps me moving forward, even in the darkest of times and the things that have happened in my life, and having the support around me for people to encourage me as well.
Yes. Awesome. I love that too. What do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy? And a lot of times I have a little bit of a caveat to this question, and that is, what would you like people to say about you at your funeral?
So maybe obvious that Dave used his time to the best of his ability. That to me is the legacy that if I leave behind, is that people, when either they look and see my name or mention things, saying, wow, because of Dave, I was able to have what I felt more quality time in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Because what else do you have, right? What's worth more than time?
We all consume time at the same rate. Mm-hmm. A second for me is the same as it is for you, Trisha, is the same for the audience. What's the difference is, how do we plan to use that time? What do we do with the use of that? That distinguishes then how we feel we've spent our time.
Yeah. So on that same kind of note, as far as time, we're just going to talk about that today, right? Is what do you think about trading your time for money? Do you have any theories on that?
So I think time is the ultimate currency. Mm-hmm. And it can benefit us from this time money relationship, I think, is very, very tightly knit and tightly close. As a matter of fact, I feel, and as I look at other people in my space or other well-known authors, they have a tendency to tie this fact that if it's, don't think about the money, think about the time. And when you rearrange your time correctly, usually the secondary benefit comes from that is more money or more resources for which you can then continue to make an impact.
Yes, I like that. Great theory. I always try to get to this place of not trading my time for money.
because you can't, the money might still be there, but, or may or may not, but the time is gone. Yeah. One way or the other, you can't get that time back.
Exactly. What is one action you take every day to get closer to your dreams?
Every day for me is a reflection. The beginning of the day is a reflection on what I did the previous day and what I hope to accomplish that day. It's a cycle that happens at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. Because for me, my own individual purpose statement is to use the time as well as I can that God has given me. And so therefore, I must challenge myself to continually review and evaluate what I've done and what I plan to do against that purpose statement. And that ensures that I'm living to hopefully the full potential I can get out of that.
Awesome. So what do you think it is that made your purpose be kind of around time and helping others make the most out of their time?
So many, many years ago, many moons ago, I started in sales. My career was in sales. And I learned very quickly that my amazing good looks and outstanding personality weren't going to cut it in me being able to be successful in sales. And what I quickly found that I was not going to let anyone out prepare me when it came to prospective clients or clients. And then I also found that beyond the products that I was selling, when I managed my time well, and also focused on how I can help my clients manage their time well, I found a lot of success. And that just stuck with me through my career and inspired me to say, hey, I'm going to step away from corporate life and help others in a more general and broad sense do the same in whatever occupation they have.
Very nice. Yeah, it's always, I always love hearing the story behind the behind what you do. It's very nice. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today?
So I would just simply say to anybody who has time challenges, time management challenges, they're just not sure. And maybe you think I'm poor in all my elements of time. What I ask people to do is pick one area. So if you think distractions cause you a lot of time management challenges, or if you procrastinate, or if you're not organized, start with one. What can I do to improve in that one area? And the amazing thing about it is you'll find you get really good in that one area. A lot of your other challenges seem to improve as well. So start in one area, focus on one area, and then let the rest fall in place afterwards.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because it makes it not seem so overwhelming. Right. And a few years ago, I was like, what is my main emotion that I keep ending up in? And it was overwhelmed because I wasn't using my time wisely. So I would definitely say find David Buck on his website, and all the information is in the show notes. And thank you so much for coming on today.
Tricia, again, thank you. I really, really like this format. And but for me, it was just a lot of fun. I can tell because the time went quickly for me.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.